Game Preview is brought to you by Proven IT.
Hey everybody, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer from PNC Studios. We get ready for Week 13, Bears hosting the 49ers. We'll get to the details of that in a moment. There are five games left in this season. John Fox saying, hey, our goal is 8-8 at this point right now. It's the best you could possibly do. I think most people, the average fan, they don't get that. They don't get that idea, okay, with five games to go, there's still something to play for a team that really is struggling right now with four consecutive losses. But that's not how football works. It's not how a player gets ready for the final 5 weeks of the season, which is a lot of football. It's more than a month of football. It's not how coaches prepare. They have to go about doing their job for that six-day period, and they are focused on one task, and that is trying to develop a game plan to win. Am I having it right now?
Yeah. You know, when the season starts, they know there's 16 regular season games, but you only think about the first one. There's five games left in the season, but you only think about one game, and that's the San Francisco 49ers. They have a lot on the line, just like the Chicago Bears do.
This 1-10 49ers team did play very good football early in the season. They had five consecutive games that they were involved in 3 points or less in terms of losing those games. I think they fight. I think they're going to fight in Soldier Field on Sunday.
You know, they're going to fight because San Francisco didn't have great expectations before the season started. But then you put in place a new head coach, a new general manager, and everything changes. Because the seriousness of your everyday improvement is what you're being evaluated on, just like the Chicago Bears. So I think this is a team that they're desperate for a win, and so I expect to see Jimmy Garoppolo come out here. Shoot, it's his hometown. You wouldn't want to have the excitement in that locker room saying, look, we're going to escort Jimmy Garoppolo to Soldier Field, and they're going to go in and give the Bears the best challenge they can have. What they've been waiting for is Jimmy Garoppolo to be a starter with an NFL team coming into Soldier Field so all of his lifetime supporting cast can come and get behind him.
Briefly into the X's and O's of it, they can run the ball. Carlos Hyde's good, and he's become a better receiver out of the backfield. Defensively, they have some big names up front. DeForest Buckner, they've got Elvis Dumervil. Has it all come together defensively? What are you seeing real quick on the X's and O's part of it?
Well, they're a group of good athletes. And I think it's still a development of the support of the defense because they've had changes in the ways they were coached. Their last head coach was a defensive influence head coach. And so, again, it's just about the process of finding what the 49ers are going to be in the future. But like you said, they have talent. They have young guys that are, a part of this football team right now.
Solomon Thomas, one of the top picks in the draft last year. Reuben Foster, a linebacker as well. It's a team that doesn't possess the ball very much, last in the NFL in time of possession, which means that defense is on the field a lot. Look for Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears to try and establish that running game once again. For Tom, I'm Jeff. Thanks for watching, everybody.